آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Sorry, I was just adjusting some things here. Can you hear me okay? Yes, okay, alhamdulillah. Set up your camera to be above the screen. Sure. Yes, 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 absolutely. Just 1 second right here. So this is the best I can do, yeah, with the Salim in the corner here, yeah? Okay, so sorry about the delay there. Alhamdulillah, let's get started. We have today, inshallah, the chapter of Al-Maf'ul Alladhi Lam Yusamma Fa'iluhu, the chapter of the passive doer, correct? This is what we were doing last time. This is the only part of the marfu'at al-asma, the only part of the marfu' isms that we did not actually know. Okay, we know the fa'il, mubtada, khabar, ism kana, and then the sisters, the khabar of inna, its sisters. We know about na'at, an'atf, badal. Tawqid is actually very straightforward, doesn't require much. But this is the main part that we haven't actually encountered yet. And this is what we're going to do today, inshallah ta'ala. And then on Thursday, we will move on to quickly skimming through the rest and ending up in the Mansubat al-Asma, where there is a lot of stuff that we don't know. And inshallah, we will spend some good time discussing that. But now let's talk about Bab al-Maf'ul alladhi lam yusamma fa'iluhu. All right. And I titled this the passive doer. The passive doer. Let us quickly remind ourselves what the difference was. Daraba, he hit. Duriba, he was hit. And the idea is that someone that was hit in the active sentence, that in the passive sentence becomes the one who was hit. Okay? He hit someone. Daraba. Duriba, someone was hit. That's the idea behind al-maf'ul alladhi lam yusamma fa'iluhu, the passive doer. And if you remember, we had discussed the process of making this. We add a dhamma. What's in the beginning gets a dhamma. What's before the end gets a kasra. So just for the sake of review, if I was to say anzala, what is the passive of anzala? Using that, what's in the beginning gets a dhamma and what's before the end gets a kasra. It would be so what's before the end gets a kasra. Yes, Ahsan, this is Halima. Well done, Brother Danish. It will be unzila. It was revealed. That something was revealed. All right. If I was to try nazzala, this is family two. Nazzala, again, the same strategy. Dhamma of the beginning and kasra at R2. That will become ahsantum nuzzila. That will become nuzzila. Very good. All right. What about we have fataha? Fataha was quickly. Futiha. Very good. Okay. All right. That's good. Quick warm up. Alhamdulillah. That's very good. Now, same thing for the present tense. Dhamma on the beginning, but R2 now gets a fatha. Okay? Dhamma on the beginning is like, it's there for both cases. But now you add a fatha on R2 instead of the kasra. So, yukrimu, he honors, will become yukramu. Yukramu. Now, the dhamma remains. See, yukrimu has a dhamma. That's because yukrimu is family four. Akrama yukrimu. So that's okay. We don't change the dhamma again. This is stays dhamma. But what changes is R2, and that gets a fatha. Okay? Quickly, if you can tell me. Again, this is the strategy. If I have yunzilu, what is... he reveals the passive of that would be... Would be what, Mimo? Bit of a struggle here. The passive of that would be Very good. Yunzalu. Yunzalu. Perfect. Okay. Yunzalu would be the passive of that. Okay. Excellent. All right. Then, if I was to quickly show you Yaftahu, you can tell me Yaftahu. Okay. Let's do one that you haven't done before. Okay. So, Yadhkuru. Yadhkuru, which means he mentions or he remembers. All right. What is the passive of that people? Yadhkuru. Sorry, I have a coffee spill here. Allahumma salam. Yudhkaru. Very good. Yudhkaru. He, something is mentioned. Dhamma at the beginning. R2 gets a fatha. And it becomes yudhkaru. He, something is mentioned. Okay. Now let's look at the definition of the passive doer. Okay. The definition of the passive doer right here. All right. I need a volunteer. Who would read for me? Man. Who's it gonna be? Come on, people. Brother Musa, Ahsant, mashallah. Brother Musa has volunteered again. Jazakallahu khair. Okay, Brother Musa, if you can read the from Wahua to the end of the sentence here.
Okay, Bismillah. Wahua ismu al-murfu al-mafu'u al-ladhi lam yudhkar ma'ahu fa'iluhu.
Fa'iluhu. Very nice. Ahsan, Brother Musa. All right. Jazakallah khair. I'm going to ask you to... read afterwards, but let's quickly see what he's saying here. Jazakallahu khairan. What is he saying? He's saying, huwal ism. Translate for me. Huwal ismul marfu'. Translate, please. Huwal ismul marfu'. It is, not when, it. Right. All right. It, this chapter is al-ism al-marfu'. It is a marfu' ism. It is the marfu' ism. Al-ism al-marfu'. Alladhi, which lam yuthkar. Translate lam yuthkar for me, please. It is the marfu' ism. Which lam yuthkar. Look at the passive. We made this here, right? Look. Yuthkar, he's mentioned. Lam yuthkar. Lam yuthkar. He is not mentioned. Okay? Not mentioned. Ma'ahu. What does ma'ahu mean? Ma'ahu is ma'ahu with it. Very good. Ma'ahu with it. Fa'iluhu. 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 What is fa'iluhu, people? It's fa'il. Very good. All right. So what does that definition mean? The definition of the passive doer is it's doer, right? So it's the marfu' ism. Its fa'il is not mentioned with it. Its fa'il is not mentioned with it. Okay. So that, let's look at what this example actually means. Okay. What it actually means is that you see the fi'il yuftahu. He is opened. The thing that's opened is not the doer. Because in reality, when you say yaftahu, he opens something. Yadribu, he hits someone. Correct? That is the recipient of the action. That's actually the maf'ul. Yes or no? But now in this kind of, in the passive voice, what happens is that you don't mention who's the fa'il, who's the doer. Okay? So the doer that's done the action, the one that opened, the one that hit, that isn't mentioned. That is what the definition is telling you. It is the ism, which its fa'il is not mentioned with it. So it is the passive doer. We may know who is the actual active doer. However, the active doer is not mentioned, and that is how Ibn al-Ajrum defines the passive doer. There is an active doer, it's not mentioned. We may know about it, we may not know about it, but in the sentence, لَمْ يُذْكَرْ مَعَهُ فَعِلُهُ. Okay? And that's why he calls it بَابُ الْمَفْعُولِ, the chapter of the maf'ul. Because in reality, maf'ul here is referring to its like linguistic meaning. Like in reality, it's the thing that received the action. It's not the one that's doing the action. But unlike maf'ul, which is in a jumla fi'liya, this is marfu'. So it's an ism that is marfu'. And the reason why it's mentioned in this way is because it's a passive doer. All right. Let's look at the definition fully, and then we'll look at some examples, and with the examples, things will make sense. Okay. فَإِنْ كَانَ الْفِعْلُ مَاضِيًا. We talked about this. We just practiced this. If the past tense, it's a past tense فعل, then what do you do? ضُمَّ أَوَّلُهُ وَكُسِرَ مَا قَبْلَ آخِرِهِ. Please quickly tell me, what is this telling you? ضُمَّ أَوَّلُهُ وَكُسِرَ مَا قَبْلَ آخِرِهِ. What is this telling us? If it's past tense, how do you make the past tense? It is Dhamma on beginning Dhamma, and R2 has a Kasra, Kusira, right? Very good. Kasra on the penultimate, Kasra on R2, right? Dhamma in the beginning, Kasra on R2, very good. When kana mudari'an, and if it is present tense, that's mudari'a is present tense. Dhamma awaluhu wa futiha ma qabla akhirihi. No, it's always R2. Qabla akhirihi is R2. Not the second last letter. It is a second root letter. Okay? What about mudari'? Please tell me. Dhamma in the beginning. Fatha on R2. People, you with me? Past tense, Dhamma in the beginning, and Kasra. Qabla akhirihi means before last, literally. Yes, Radhanish, you're correct. However, what does it actually mean? Like, what does he intend by that? He's intending by that R2. Okay, so if we have past tense, it is going to be Dhamma in the beginning, and then Kusira ma qabla akhirihi, Kasra, on R2. All right, Dhamma in the beginning. Whatever the beginning is. Okay? This could be R1. This could be a Hamza. For example, in Unzila, it is Hamza. Right? And if it is if it's present tense, same beginning. Beginning gets a Dhamma. Right? The beginning still gets a Dhamma. And again, here the beginning is going to be the Ya or the Ta or the Noon. That's going to be the beginning. But then R2 gets what here? R2 gets a fatha. That's what he's saying. Dhumma awaluhu wa kusira ma qabla akhirihi. In past, dhumma awaluhu wa futiha ma qabla akhirihi. That's the present tense. But the beginning in both cases gets a dhamma. And the beginning in both cases, like I mentioned, it could be R1. Right? Like, duriba. That's R1. Or it could be Unzila. This is your Hamza. Right? And the beginning here is going to be what? Is going to be the ya. Right? For example, yudrabu. Or it could be tudrabu, tata. You with me? Tudrabu. Etc., etc. So that, folks, is the idea behind behind that. Okay. Now let's complete what he has to say, and let's look at the next few things he says. وَهُوَ عَلَى قِسْمَيْنِ. Please translate وَهُوَ عَلَى قِسْمَيْنِ for me. وَهُوَ عَلَى قِسْمَيْنِ. وَهُوَ عَلَى قِسْمَيْنِ. It is it's of two types. So huwa ala qismaini, it is of two types. Qism is a type. Qismain, two types. It's of two types. Zahirin, outside fa'il. Wa mudmar. What's mudmar? From dhamir, dhamara, pronoun, right? Just like a normal fa'il is either an outside fa'il or a pronoun, same thing for a passive doer. It could either be an outside passive doer or a pronoun. It usually, you know, like when it's talking about like categorizing the word that's used in Arabic, usually is this ala qismain, right? Or ala something else, like, you know, sinfain, ala sinfain, ala qismain. The word ala is used with it. Not that this is how they talk, okay? All right, so that is that. Now, outside fa'il. We gotta define some terminology today. Are you ready, people? Two new terms so that we can make sense of what's coming. Okay? Term number one. We're not going to call the fi'il fi'il when it's passive. We're going to call it passive fi'il. We're going to call it what? The passive fi'il. In Arabic books, like books of grammar and grammatical analysis, I'rab, they say mabniyun lil majhul. That's the name they give it. Majhul is the interesting word. Comes from the word jahila, jim ha lam. Jahila yajhalu means to be ignorant of something. Al jahil, someone who is ignorant. Al majhul, the one that is ignored. So al majhul is referring to someone who is like ignored, which is in reality the actual doer, not the passive doer. Okay, that's why they give this the name. You know, we're just gonna call it passive fi'il for the sake of ease. The second thing, what we will do is we won't call it the fa'il, because in reality, it's not the fa'il, it's not the doer. What we will say is, we will call it na'ibul fa'il. What is it going to be called, people? Na'ibul fa'il. Maybe I should add another A here. Na'ibul fa'il. Repeat after me. Na'ibul fa'il. Ah, can you spot what is na'ibul fa'il grammatically? Na'ibul fa'il. Oh, very good. But this is what? These two words are linked how? Mudaf mudaf alayhi, right? Na'ibul fa'il. What does the word na'ib mean? Na'ib is basically the vice president. Okay? The vice general, sure. What it means is, it's like if there is the president and the vice president, and the president gets taken out, Khalifa, then the vice president takes over, right? Think about the jumla fa'liya. Huh? You have the fa'il, fa'il, maf'ul. Okay? When the fa'il gets taken out, the maf'ul moves over and takes the place of the fa'il, but we're not going to call him maf'ul now. We're going to call him na'ibul fa'il. Okay? That is how they explain it. It's kind of like, you know, he's moving up one level in the sentence. So we're going to call it passive fi'il. This is a normal sentence, fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul. The passive one is going to be the passive fi'il and na'ibul fa'il. Okay, people? Let's look at the example. Duriba Zaidun. Please translate Duriba Zaidun. With the example, it will make sense. Don't worry. Duriba Zaidun. Translate Duriba Zaidun, please. Zaid was hit. Miskeen. All right. We will say now the passive fi'il is Duriba. Not the fi'il is Duriba. This is a jumla fi'liya, right? Yes or no? Jumla fi'liya? Okay, good. No, you won't say it's fi'il Duriba. We will say the passive fi'il is Duriba. Now, and we won't say the fa'il is Zaid. We will say the na'ibul fa'il is Zaid. Alright? The na'ibul fa'il is Zaidun. You with me, people? This is what he says here. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ قِسْمَيْنِ ظَاهِرْ وَمُضْمَرْ وَفَظَّاهِرُ نَحْوَ قَوْلِكَ ضُرِبَ زَيْدٌ ضُرِبَ passive fi'il زَيْدٌ your نَائِبُ الْفَاعِلِ وَيُضْرَبُ زَيْدٌ. Alright, before we do يُضْرَبُ زَيْدٌ, excuse me, let's look at this. ضَرَبَ عَالِجٌ زَيْدًا. Please translate that for me. Just so that we can clarify this. ضرب عارج زيدا. Very good. Correct translation. All right. عارج hit زيد. Or if you're in Egypt, عارج hit زيد. All right. That's what they used to call me in Egypt. Yeah, عارج. I was like, that's not my name, bro. All right. What is my... Is this jumla ismiya or fi'liya? Fi'liya. Very nice. Fi'il is... Very simple. Daraba. Fa'il is... Arij. Maf'ul is Zayd. Yes or no? Now, this is easy, right? Now, if I was to say... Again, If I was to say, instead of saying that, I want to hide the fact that Arij is the hitter, the fa'il, the one who's hitting. I just want to mention Zayd Miskeen got hit. So I would say, Duriba Zaydun. You see? Duriba Zaydun. This would be Zayd was hit. Correct? Zayd was hit. And in terms of my analysis, what would this be? My passive fi'il is Duriba. And my, see, the maf'ul moves over and becomes, see, like the fa'il goes completely, right? That area is now is gone. No more fa'il. Okay, because in reality, the fa'il has been hidden. But the maf'ul becomes na'ibul fa'il. And that is who? That is Zayd. Do you see it, people? So na'ibul fa'il comes only when there's a passive fi'il. Absolutely correct. Not otherwise, 100%. Na'ibul fa'il only comes with a passive fi'il. Excellent observation, Brother Danish. Ahsant. All right? So you see the difference between the two. You want to perhaps not mention who hit. And then there is some wisdom in that. Sometimes Allah says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ. Human beings were created. And we know it is Allah who is the one who created. Why not keep the terminology with maf'ul? Well, maf'ul is mansub, right? That's why you don't want to call it maf'ul. Zaydun now is marfu'. It literally moves over from Zaydan into the slot occupied by the fa'il grammatically. And that's why it turns from mansub to marfu. Okay? It will make sense with a few more examples. Yudrabu Zaydun. Yudrabu Zaydun. This is the second example he gives. He gives four examples. Duriba Zaydun wa yudrabu Zaydun. Ukrima Amrun wa yukramu Amrun. Okay? Let's look at the example. Yudrabu Zaydun. What is yudrabu? What type of jumla is this? Yudrabu Zaydun. All right. And what is yudrabu? Yudrabu is my passive fi'il. Excellent. Passive fi'il, yudrabu. And what is my na'ibul fa'il? That is, again, zaydun. You see that? Na'ibul fa'il is zaydun. Yudrabu zaydun is zayd is being hit. Or zayd is hit. Right? You can say zayd is hit. It's okay as well. Right? That is yudrabu zaydun. Okay. Same thing with ukrima amrun. Ukrima akrama yukrimu means to honor somebody. Ukrima amrun. Translate ukrima amrun for me. Ukrima amrun. Amr was honored. Ahsant. Right? What is Amr? Well, Amr is a name. So, Amr is a name that's different than Umar. Umar is Ayn Imra. Amrun has a waw at the end. And that's how it's spelled. Okay? Like Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu. That's how his name is spelled, for example, with the waw. Yukramu Amrun. Amr is honored. Is being honored. So that, folks, is the examples he gives. That's the examples he gives of the outside fa'il. The outside fa'il that is your passive fa'il. Okay, the na'ibul passive fa'il and the na'ibul fa'il. Let's look at now the next little bit here. Okay, now I'd like you to translate with me what is happening next. والمضمر. What is المضمر? Tell me, people. المضمر. What is المضمر? المضمر is the pronoun. Alright. So the pronoun نائب الفاعل, right? Not the outside version of نائب الفاعل. No. Now we're talking about the pronoun نائب الفاعل. What about the pronoun version of نائب الفاعل? It is going to be ithna ashara. How many? Ithna ashara is 12. Just like before. When we looked at the fa'il. When we looked at the fa'il. Zahirin wa mudmar. Correct? And Mudmar was ithna ashar. 12. Exactly the same number. We will come to it. He will list it out. Don't worry. All right, ready? Nahwa qawlik, like you're saying. Ithna means, so ithna ashar is how you say 12, brother Salim. Ithna ashar, yeah. Counting in Arabic is a whole different beast. Ithnan is two, correct. Ithna ashar is 210, 12. Ihda ashar, 11. Ithna ashar, 12. Thalathata ashar, 13. Arbaat ashar, 14. Okay. But, subhanAllah, there is actually a lot of counting in Arabic is still something to this day. When I do it, I'm like, did I do that right grammatically? It's like that. counting from 1 to 10 is very easy. 11 to above is very complex. And, you know, 12 is straight. Like you won't confuse 12 and 21. But it's just, is it masculine or feminine? That's where you always, like, I always get confused there. But that's okay. The numbers are not that important right now for us. Okay? That will be something later on, inshallah, for you to study. All right. Duribtu. Duribtu. What does duribtu mean? Duribtu. Duribtu, I was hit. I was hit. Yes or no? Duribtu. I was hit. All right, let's get our marker out. Whoa. One, right? Duribna, meaning of duribna? We were hit. Excellent. Duribta. You were hit. Duribti. You feminine were hit. Duribtuma. You both were hit. Duribtum. You all were hit. Is it still passive fi'l? It is, right? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Duribtunna. You all female were hit. Duriba. Duriba. He was hit. Number 8. Duribat. Duribat is she was hit. Duriba. They both were hit. Duribu. They were hit. Allah. And finally, Duribna. They female were hit. Right? This is the 12th. Your baker's dozen products. All right? So as you can see, there's the conjugation. The conjugation is exactly the same as the conjugation of a normal fi'il. The conjugation of a passive fi'il is identical to the conjugation of the normal fi'il, the active fi'il. You see that? Is it 13? Oh, my bad, brother Anish. What other dozen can we have? I don't know. Dozen eggs there. This is your dozen. All right. So here, duribtu, I was hit. The passive fi'il is durib. The naibul fa'il is tu. You with me, people? Duribtu. The naibul fa'il is tu. Duribna. The naibul fa'il is. In Duribna, the naib al-fa'il is na. Very nice. Right? Let's label the naib al-fa'il with a orange. Duribtu. Duribna. Okay. Duribta. Naib al-fa'il. Ta. Duribti. Naib al-fa'il. Ti. Duribtuma, naib al-fa'il. Tuma. ضربتم نائب الفاعل is تم ضربتن تن ضرب نائب الفاعل hidden pronoun he very good hidden pronoun he ضربت hidden pronoun she very good ضرب ألف ضربوا واو ضربنا نا right that is the same thing exactly the same way how we would do things as previously we did oh, what happened no come back but I'm glad I saved the screenshot so alhamdulillah it did not all is lost Hey, would you look at that? The book always conjugates in that pattern. Yes, this is how the book always conjugates. First person, then second person, then third person. Okay. All of these, as you can see, the naib al-fa'il is as such. Exactly like the fa'il. Exactly like the fa'il, but now we call it naib al-fa'il. Okay. So we just did this conjugation practice. Okay. Now let's do something else, something more interesting. Are you ready? All right. Hamza Mim Ra. Hamza Mim Ra. Amara. What does Amara mean? Amara means he ordered. Okay, let's. Amara is Hamza Mim Ra. Amara, he ordered. All right. That's where you have fi'l amr, command tense, come from. Okay. Okay. Let's conjugate amara first, shall we? People, you with me? All right, let's go. If I can have some people, if you want to join in, open up your mic, that would be really nice. I can do some good old conjugation. No one wants to join in? Come on. We used to have so much fun last semester with conjugating together. We can do that again. Oh, alhamdulillah. Please do. Come on, Bibo. Bibal. When I'm teaching some of the, now a lot of the, actually almost all classes are online now. I threaten the kids now. I'm going to unmute you all. And then they all start to unmute, you know, tawan, you know, voluntarily. The skins don't realize that even if I can do unmute, they still can reject my unmute request. But please, do join in. A few more people, come on. It's okay. Nothing's gonna happen, inshallah. All right, well, Salim's joined. Brother Danish, would you like to join as well? Sister Halima. Brother Raed. Yes. Don't miss you, man. Look at this guy. Oh, okay, no problem. Anybody else? Alhamdulillah. Even if you're not unmuting, please do practice along. But the others too, please, you know, join in. All right, let's start. He commanded would be amara, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. He commanded
amara.
Amara.
Amara. They both commanded
amara.
Amara. Yep. They commanded
amaru.
She commanded
amarat.
Amarat. Okay, on three. They both commanded. One, two, three.
Amarata.
Amarata. A little out of sync here, but let's try it again in sync. They female command on three. One, two, three.
Amarna.
Amarata. Amarna. Amarna. Yes? Okay. You commanded.
Amarta.
Amarta. Mashallah. On three. You both commanded. One, two, three.
Amartuma.
Amartuna.
Amartuma. You all commanded on three. One, two, three.
Amartum.
Amartum. Excellent. You female commanded on three. One, two, three.
Amarti.
Amarti. Okay. You all female commanded on three. One, two, three.
Amartunna.
Amartunna.
I commanded.
Amartu.
Amartu. Very good. On three, we commanded. Let's get this one. On one, two, three.
Amarna.
Amarna. Very nice. Conjugation. Now.
Love it.
Now, we will do, inshallah, the what?
Passive.
The passive. And there's a reason why I chose this fi'l, because the examples have this fi'l in it. Okay? It wasn't randomly picked. Inshallah, you will see the fruit of it. But please participate. Okay? He was commanded is?
Umira.
Umira. Umira. Okay? Umira. Okay, very good. Now, they both were commanded.
Umira.
Umira.
Umira. All right, I'm going to give you guys a count next time, all right? They were commanded on three. One, two, three.
Umiru.
Umiru. Very nice. She was commanded on three. One, two, three.
Umirat.
Umirat.
Tricky one coming. They both female were commanded on three. One, two, three.
Umirna.
Umirata. Very nice. They female were commanded on three. One, two, three.
Umirna.
Umirna.
Umirna. Very nice. Okay. You were commanded on three. One, two, three.
Umirta.
Umirta.
Ah, there we go. You both were commanded on three. One, two, three.
Umirta.
Umirtuma.
Umirtuma. Very good. Very good. Okay, you all were commanded on three. One, two, three.
Umirtum.
Umirtum. Very nice. You female were commanded on three. One, two, three.
Umirti.
Umirti.
Umirti. You all females were commanded on three. One, two, three.
Umirtunna.
Umirtunna. I was commanded on three. One, two, three.
Umirtu.
Umirtu.
And lastly, we all were commanded on three. One, two, three.
Umirna.
Very nice. MashaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Thank you very much for participating. That was really nice. Alhamdulillah. That was so bad.
Too much bestie.
No bestie at all. MashaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Allah saved us.
Alhamdulillah. This is really nice. Alhamdulillah. Now, on Thursday, we'll do the present tense. And then I cannot guarantee no bestie there. Inshallah, no bestie there either. Inshallah, it'll be really good. Okay, so this is that. As you can see, it conjugates the same way. It's analyzed the same way. It's just a passive fi'l. And you notice how the pattern is the same until, of course, you reach the you know, the fa'il, the t or the tunna or the tu, the na, whatever else it is. Excellent. Barakallahu fik. All right. So here we are. Let's look at some examples from the Quran, shall we? So here is an example. This is the surah number 6, surah An'am, ayah 163. Okay. لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. Ready, people? Now we're going to do some examples of, from the Quran, inshallah, probably until the end of class. Definitely until the end of class, because this is the last part of bab of ما لم يسمى فاعله. Okay, now we're just going to do examples from Al-Quran. And inshallah, we will do the translation and i'rab of these, inshallah. Ready, people? All right, so we have لا شريك. Tell me, لا شريك. What does لا شريك mean? لا شريك. لا شريك is... No partners. Shariq is actually singular, partner. But when you say no partner, it is negating the category of partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Okay. Lahu. Lahu. Lahu for him. Very good. Okay. La sharika lahu. This is actually a continuation. The ayah, the sentence is continuing from the ayah before. Okay. And this is actually something that's not strange in the Quran. The sentences don't end at the end of the ayat always. Okay? And a ayah could have multiple sentences. That's also not a... This is just... The ayah is a marking that specifies the end of the ayah, not grammatically the end of a sentence. Okay? So here the ayah actually continues... the sentence continues from the previous ayah. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له. That is where the sentence ends. And now the new sentence begins at which letter? Our favorite letter of all time.
Wow.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. That's where the new sentence begins. وبذلك. Let's try to translate وبذلك. And B. With. Excellent. Dalika. That. With that. Umirtu. 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 Not amartu. Umirtu. Umirtu. I was commanded. I was commanded. Yes or no? وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. I was commanded. وَأَنَا. And I, of course, am, would come. This is a مبتدا. أَوَّلُ. What is أَوَّلُ? The first. Al-Muslimin. The Muslims. / those who submit. Awwalul Muslimin. The first of the Muslims / those who submit. Who is I here? Let's translate the sentence like a running translation. No partners. No partners. Oh, we have to say he has no partners whatsoever. I'll explain why how we got this he has and whatsoever part when we get to the chapter of Mansubat al-Asma. Okay? This is coming up. La sharika. This is going to be going to study this in when we study mansub isms. Okay, so I'll explain that there. Please wait for that there. But now, wabidhalika umirtu. وبذلك أمرت I was commanded with that. I was commanded with that and I am the first of the Muslims. Who is saying this? Well, you have to look at the ayah itself. The ayah is actually speaking to about the Prophet ﷺ. Okay? The ayah is speaking about the Prophet ﷺ. Qul, say my prayer, my sacrifice. Inna salati, my prayer. Nusuki, my sacrifice. Mahyaya, my life. Wa mamati, my death. Ar lillahi, for Allah. Rabbil alameen, the Lord of the worlds. It's a beautiful ayah. La sharika lahu, he has no partners whatsoever. وَبِذَٰلِكَ أُمِرْتُ, that is what I've been commanded with. What is the that referring to? The that is referring to the ayah before. Very good, right? The ayah before. That's what I've been commanded. That is the religion. Okay? وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I'm the first of the ones who will accept that. Right? That's what the ayah is saying. Now, what makes it very more beautiful is if you understand the context of what the ayah is saying. The context of the ayah is before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Millata Ibrahima Hanifa, the religion of Abraham, who was upright, who was worshipping Allah alone, and absolutely was not on the religion of the people of Quraysh. Okay? He was the opposite of the people of Quraysh. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. You see? And his way is this. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That is what I'm commanded with. To follow the way of Ibrahim. That's what I'm commanded with. Not follow your way, O Quraysh, but follow the way of Ibrahim. The real way of Ibrahim. And I'm the first ones, I'm the first to do so. Awwalul Muslimin. Okay? Of course, this does not mean the Prophet was the first Muslim in history. That obviously is not the intent, because the ayah before literally talks about Ibrahim. And he linguistically was a Muslim, right? Shara'an and linguistically, he was also one who submits. And all the prophets and all the followers of all the prophets. But it's talking about in the context of the Prophet's time, he is the first one to fully embrace the values, the religion of Ibrahim. Okay, now, interesting thing also about this is that this surah is a Meccan surah. In fact, this is, according to many, the last surah revealed before the Prophet ﷺ left Mecca and went to Medina. So, here is like the final declaration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that tell Quraysh, O Prophet, you are on the way of Ibrahim. That is what you've been commanded with. What they're doing is not the way of Ibrahim. That's something nobody was commanded with. You see that? That is the idea there. Wallahu a'lam. Now let's look at this. وَبِذَٰلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. وَبِذَٰلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. What type of jumla is this?
So question for the first ayah.
Musa, I don't understand what you're saying. It's the voice.
I just wanted to make some clarification. And when we pray in it, we stay on this ayah 162. Is that the only 162 will be enough, or we have to add to ayah 163 as well?
No. You can just read till the end of the ayah. Whenever you can stop at the end of the ayah, right? It's not that the sentence is incomplete if you stop here. Is that the question?
Yeah.
You can stop here if you want to. Better you complete it until 163, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Well, yeah. Okay, let's go back. Jumla Ismiya, why do you say that? Begins with Dalika. Well, if it began with Dalika, for sure it'll be Jumla Ismiya. But it begins actually with Harf Jar B, right? Yes or no? Yes. Could harf jar ism majroor be part of a jumla fi'liya as well, related to fi'l? Yes, right? And then umirtu is a fi'il actually, right? Ah, yes. Yes or no? So in fact, this is a jumla fi'liya. Bidhalika umirtu is a jumla fi'liya. What is my fi'il? Umirtu, right? And what type of fi'il is it? Active, like normal fi'il, or passive? Umirtu is a passive fi'il. Very good. What is my na'ibul fa'il? Na'ibul fa'il is tu. Excellent. Passive fi'il, umirtu is na'ibul fa'il. It's mudmar. Exactly. Very good. Ahsant. And the related to fi'il is harjar bi ism majrur dhalika. Right? Now, you will notice something interesting about this jumla's order, right? Yes or no? What's interesting about this order? Is it wa umirtu bidhalika or is it bidhalika umirtu? It's the latter, right? Bidhalika umirtu. And this is the related is first here. And here in a jumla fi'liya, when the related is first, it is for two purposes. And both of them are at the same time. Emphasis and exclusivity. Emphasis on the fact that bidhalika, what has been mentioned before, that is what I've been commanded with. Okay? Don't forget, it's almost like, you know, don't worry about me, O Quraysh, if you have a like problem with me, this is what I am bringing. Talk about the message. What problem do you have with the message? And that's one idea. Emphasizing bidhalika umirtu. The other thing is that this is the only thing. Emphasis or exclusivity. The only thing I have been commanded is that bidhalika umirtu. I cannot indulge in shirk. I cannot indulge in shirk. Because that is exclusively what I've been commanded, just like Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded with that. It is both, yes, indeed. All right, very good. Are we okay with that, people? All right, let's look at the next example. Surah number 6, same surah, ayah number 71. Well, it's a long ayah. قُلْ أَنَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُنَا وَلَا يَضُرُّنَا وَنُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. Okay, this is a very beautiful ayah as well. Like, instead of God, shall we call upon that which can neither benefit us nor harm us? Are we supposed to turn on our heels after God has guided us? Right? Like, is this what you're telling us to do, O people of Quraysh? Is you want us to leave Islam after Allah has guided us to it? Okay? No. قُلْ, there's like a long example here. كَالَّذِي اسْتَهْوَتُ الشَّيَاطِينُ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَيْرَانِ لَهُ أَصْحَابٌ يَدْعُونَهُ إِلَى الْهُدَأْتِنَا. Maybe we can talk about some other time. But the idea is, no, respond to this nonsense by saying, إِنَّهُ دَاللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. God's guidance is the only guidance. The guidance of Allah is the only guidance. وَأُمِرْنَا. What have we been commanded to do? What are we commanded to do? وَأُمِرْنَا لِنُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Let's translate that, shall we? Alright. أُمِرْنَا. And again, I'm starting our study here because wow, as you are noticing, quite often begins our sentence. And we were commanded. Correct? We commanded would be what? If the ayah was we commanded, it would be amarna. Right? If it was we commanded, it would be amarna, just like over here. But umirna, we were commanded. Do you see that, people? Yes or no? All right, alhamdulillah. Let's quickly finish this and then we'll have to break for Maghrib. Wa umirna. Okay, we were commanded. Li. Excuse me. Li. Tell me how many words is linuslima first. Two. Li and nuslima, right? But nuslima itself, as Badanesh Mashallah Ahsant is pointing out, is a fa'il and a fa'il, right? So in reality, it's actually three words. Okay? Li, is it a harf jar? Is li a harf jar? Well, harf jar, what comes after harf jar? It's a majroor. Is Nuslima ism majroor? Is it? Well, either that or li is some other type of harf, right? Li is in fact a harf of nasb. Remember that when we're studying jumla, when we're studying present tense, right? Could be marfu', mansub, or madzum. Okay, tell me. Let's do nuslimu. That is what status? Present tense? Nuslimu would be marfu'. How would I make that mansub? Nuslimu will become nuslima. Very good. And madzum? No, nuslima. And then, no, with a noon. Madzum would be nuslim. Okay, let's revisit this point. Okay? Okay. Here is the fi'l. Aslama. Aslama. Family four, right? What is the present tense? Yuslimu. Correct? Yuslimu. Okay. Yuslimu could be, you know, like Tuslimu, you, Nuslimu, we, Uslimu. You can have Yuslimu, this is marfu', mansub. Let's add li. Li. Yuslima. Let's make a madzum. Lam. Lam yuslim. Right? How about nuslimu? Nuslimu. Li nuslima, and then lam nuslim. Very good. Sorry, what was the question, Badanesh? Li is the li negation similar to lam? No, li is not negation. No, li is just a harf that is harf nasb. I'm just using lam as one of the harf dozen. There's many others as well, right? But we're just using that one from the table. But this is the table of the harf nasb, li. This is the harf dozen. All right. So harf nasb in present tense, li nuslima. All right. So li here means what? Li here means so that. Okay, right, so that slash two, right? Nuslima we submit li rabbi. This li is what, harf jar or harf nasb? Harf jar, right? Very good. Li Rabbi, to the Lord, Al-Alameen, of the worlds. Very good. MashaAllah. We'll finish this example and we'll take a break for As-Salah, the worlds. Okay. Correct? Translate the running translation. وَأُمِرْنَا and we were commanded to submit to the Lord of the worlds. Right? This is the idea. We're not putting our desires at the forefront, O people. We are commanded to submit to the Lord of the worlds. Li is a harf nasb, and we see how it plays out. And now here, if I was to ask you, umirna, right? Umirna. If I was to ask you for the i'rab of umirna, we would get what? Umirna is a what type of fi'l? So passive fi'l, right? The passive fi'l is umir, and the na'ibul fa'il is na, right? That is how we understand it. All right, we have one more example left. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ from Surah Surah Bayyana, which we'll do inshallah after the Maghrib prayer. And then we have one more interesting one, which we will do inshallah on Thursday. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ from Surah Al-Rahman. Okay? Inshallah, Surah Al-Rahman, exactly. And we will set ourselves up to understand this. And on Thursday, I'm actually going to explain to you something, one of the irregular fi'ls, how to make one of those irregular fi'ls. Inshallah, we'll talk about that on Thursday as well. But after the break, Salah break, we'll do this one. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Sounds good, O people. Jazakumullahu khairan. We will be right back after a short break for Maghrib. Jazakumullahu khairan. Alhamdulillah, we are back. Jazakumullahu khairan. Let's get going with this last ayah for today, inshallah. And then we will spend a little bit of time studying two words, getting familiar with them. Pun is intended, and you will recognize the pun when I get there. And then, inshallah, we will pick up the rest of this study and conjugation on Thursday, along with the remainder of the Babul Marfu'at. Okay, people. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ from Surah Al-Bayyinah. An interesting... the ayah actually continues, or the sentence actually continues until here. Okay? It actually goes up to this wow. But مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ and حُنَفَاءَ are something we'll study in the Mansubat al-Asma. So I'm going to leave that to that point. I'm going to stop here. لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ. Okay? مَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ. One interesting thing for you to see, if you can notice this, is أُوتُ الْكِتَاب. What's the translation of أُوتُ الْكِتَاب? أُوتُ الْكِتَاب. أُوتُ الْكِتَاب. They were given the book. Ahsan. Is it Allah gave them the book, or is it they were given the book? Or more precisely, is it active or passive? Utu al-kitab is passive, right? Utu al-kitab. What's interesting is Allah calls them Ahlul Kitab, people of the scripture. And then He calls them also Utu al-kitab, the ones who were given the scripture. This is irregular Yasbadanish. This is an irregular fi'l. So that's why we're not actually studying it in its depth. I just want to show you how you can even spot it from the translation. Those who were given the book. This is utu. What you will notice for sure is the beginning is a dhamma. Beginning is dhamma. So this is something. This is the way Allah refers to the people of the book as well. The ones who were given the book. Now here's an interesting subtlety, okay? The subtlety is Allah references them as Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, when it is something that is positive or when it's negative, Okay, it's in both cases we find it. For example, positive, Allah says, Ya Ahlul Kitabi, ta'alaw ila kalimatin, sawa'in baynana wa baynakum. Come to a common word between us, which is, Allah na'abuda illallah. We will only worship Allah, and we will not associate partners with Him, and we won't make anybody else a god. Surah Ali Imran. Okay, so that's a positive thing. But also negative, Allah says, Ya Ahlul Kitabi, la taghlu fi dinikum. O people of the scripture, do not go to extremes in your faith and don't call Isa the son of God, for example. Right? So it is a used in both ways. Okay? That's the active or passive voice, or that's the active or passive reference. Ahl al-Kitab. That's the active reference, right? It's just the people of the scripture. The passive reference in the Quran comes when Allah is criticizing them. And Allah is criticizing them. And this is a beautiful subtlety of the Quranic expression that throughout the Quran, revealed over all these years, the passive voice, when Allah speaks about the people of the book, there is some negative element that He's mentioning about them. What's the negative element here? You tell me from the translation. Divided, right? And the word in English for the word in Arabic is what? Tafarraqa, right? From faraqa, faraqa is to separate. Tafarraqa is actually family five. They became separated. Division, but not just division. Illa, except min ba'di, after. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا after جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ after الْبَيِّنَةِ came to them, after clear evidence was came to them. After clear evidence comes, you're supposed to become united. But they became divided. SubhanAllah. So it is something that that we find that Allah mentions as a negative aspect. Also a warning for us. Unfortunately, the Muslims do the same today as well. The division referenced here is the division amongst Bani, the Israelites, the sects of Bani Israelite, the rebellion against their prophets. And then finally splitting up into the Jews and the Christians, because they were all like one, right? And then the Christians themselves have the most enormous amounts of sects that you can imagine. And until like recent history, they couldn't tolerate each other. And like in fact, the reason why people fled to North America was, I think they were running away from the Protestants in England, right? The Catholics came here to North America, running away from the Protestants in England, subhanAllah. This is talking about the Utul Kitab, right? Their division and how that's a negative thing. So there's actually a lot of it. What Allah uses that to highlight is, oh Muslims, you don't become that. Don't become divided after the clear evidence has come to you. This is actually a constant theme in the Quran, but unfortunately, that is something we did not heed so well. We heeded for a while, but not so much anymore, unfortunately. But my point to show you was, is how the Quranic expression is very precise, and utul kitab is used negatively, or in a negative connotation. SubhanAllah, that is something we can observe throughout the Quran. Now, going to the actual example, wama umiru, right? They became divided, but why would they become divided? Was it something? Was it a divisive thing? Like, was it something that's really like divisive that caused them to become divided? To the contrary, wama umiru. Please translate. Wama. Wama. Oh yeah, my God. All right, let's try again. Wama and not Umiru. Umiru. They were commanded. Not they were commanded, i.e. they. Wama umiru. They were not commanded, right? They were not commanded. Illa. Except. Liya'budu. Li. Tell me, people, about li. What type of li is this? Harf jar or harf nasb? Havnas. Two. Except two. Ya'budu. Very nice. Ya'budu. With the pronoun, please. Ya'budu with the pronoun. Ahsant. They worship. Allah, of course, is Allah. Very good. Wama umiru, they were not commanded except to worship Allah. Yes or no? Correct translation? All right. I want to point out a couple of things there. Okay. Not commanded is ma umiru, right? I'll highlight that in the yellow. Illa is except. All right, what you have here is you have a negation and a exception. What is it? Negation and exception. Ah, Sister Umariam, we're coming to your excellent transition, mashallah. Okay? We're arriving at that. I'm telling you how to arrive at it. I don't know, mashallah, jazakallah khair. It's very nice. How do you get, when you have these two things together, what you get is the following meaning. They were only commanded to worship Allah. They were only commanded to worship Allah. It is precisely emphasis, it is exclusivity, right? Exclusivity. It is making it exclusive. When you have a negation and an exception, that makes exclusivity in Arabic. Okay? For example, La ilaha illallah. If you translate that now, that with the exclusivity, La ilaha negation, illa exception. It's part of Balagha, yes. The two together becomes only. Exclusive. What's the translation of La ilaha illallah? Well, that would be the literal one. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. There is no God, no true God, illa except Allah, i.e., only Allah is the true God. You get it? Only Allah is the true God. When you have the negation and exception coming together. Oh, no, I'm talking about the together. Okay, let's try. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Okay, hawla and quwwa means might, just for the sake of a translation. Okay, there is no might or power except with Allah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. How does that translate now? The only power and might is with Allah, or Allah is the only one with power and might. Right? Excellent. Barakallahu feekum. You see how we get at that only part? That exclusive part? Like there's a linguistic or there's a grammar reason for it. It's not just a context-based meaning. There's actually a grammar reason. Whenever you have negation followed by exception, it makes only. That's why you find this in Arabic a lot, right? Like if you read Arabic translations of a Quran or Hadith, you will see this a lot. Not da-da-da, except da-da-da, right? That part. Because this is the Arabic way of making exclusivity. All right, so that is something there. The combination of negation and exception creates the meaning of only, and that is an important thing for us to note because you will see this, inshallah, you see this all the time. Li is for harf nas, present tense, alhamdulillah, that's very good. All right, I want you to tell me, liya'budu, right? What is the ya'budu, the present tense? Marfu'a. Ya'budu. Present tense marfu'a. They worship. Don't worry, Thursday we're going to do a lot of present tense conjugation. You will be pleased at the end of it, inshallah. Ya'buduna ahsantum. That is the marfu version. The mansub version, mansub version of it would be the noon drops. Liya'budu. Right? The mansub version is liya'budu. And the majzum version is lam with the waw ya'buduna lam ya'budu. You're correct, but the Danish, if it was he, right? Lam ya'budu. Don't worry, we'll review this on Thursday, inshallah. Just wanted to get your juices flowing again before we come to the review. But this is the majzum version. Okay? Lam ya'budu. The noon gets dropped. In this ayah, it is liya'budu. Okay, very good. Wama umiru illa liya'budu Allah. Again, umiru is the passive fa'il. Okay, let me just quickly wrap up. And the na'ibul fa'il in umiru is the waw. Right? Yes or no, people? Alhamdulillah, that is that. All right. Yu'rafu al-mujrimuna bi simahum fa yu'khadhu bin nawasi wal aqdam. We'll study the ayah on Thursday, but I want to quickly, how much time do I have? I have exactly 2 minutes. Okay. So I would like to get us to understand the two words, the two fi'ils in this ayah. Yu'rafu and yu'khadhu. Okay. You're with me, people? All right. Okay. Let's do it. Okay, yu'rafu, here is the root letters. Ayn, ra, and fa. Ayn, ra, and fa. Let's do this. Very good to know. Ahsant. All right. Let's look at it. All right, tell me, what is the past tense? Past tense, people, tell me. A-ra-fa. Very nice. Present tense. Active. Active. Not passive. Family one. Ahsant. Ya-ri-fu. How do you know it's ya-ri-fu? The I, right? That tells you R2 has a kasra. Very good. Chop chop, command tense. I'rif, right? Give me one of the masters, please. In the mansub indefinite form. Ma'arifa tan. Correct? And again, when you get to mansubat al-asma, it will become abundantly clear why I've been doing this. Okay? Ma'arifa tan. The fa'il, the actor pattern. Al-fa'il. Fa is R1, Ayn is R2, Lam is R3. الفاعل first. العارف, the actor first. العارف, you might know somebody by that name. عارف. And then the acted upon, the مفعول pattern. الوات المعروف. أحسنتم. I'm sure you've heard the word المعروف, right? الأمر بالمعروف, commanding the good, also a common name. So no. Some of the meanings that you get here, عرفة is to know, right? It means to know, to recognize. معروف is something that's recognizable, something that is, you know, understood. Let's see some meanings. عرف. What عرف? عرف is customs. It's traditions of people, right? In Islam, J-U-R is jurisprudence, Islamic law. It is customary law. Al-urfu muhakkam. This is a principle. If I was to sell you a car, for example, I gave this example in the class before. If I sell you a car, do I have to sell you all the tires? Why? What's the ayah in the Quran or the hadith? Of course there isn't, right? But it's customary law. It's the urf. The car comes with the tires. And thus that becomes the Islamic position. Where's the hadith? There's obviously no hadith about that. The idea is urf, when used in Islamic fiqh, in jurisprudence, that's what it refers to. Okay? Then you look at, very nice, mashallah, Ahsan brother Danish. You have also Arafat from the same root letter, because it's a well-known and recognized place, yeah? Irfan is someone's name, also the idea of knowledge and recognition. Ma'arifa, the masdar, means knowledge and recognition. In grammar, G-R-A-M, definite noun. If the type is definite, in Arabic, you call it what? Ma'arifa. And the opposite of that, indefinite, is nakira. Ma'arifa, because it's known, because it has an L on it. Okay? Ta'arif is the introduction or a definition of something. I'tiraf, family eight, is to accept. فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ, they acknowledge their sins. The people of hellfire, before they enter hellfire, are convinced that they belong in hellfire. فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Okay? And then, finally we have عَارِف, someone who's familiar with something. And مَعْرُوف, something that's well known, universally accepted, recognized. Yeah? Okay, very nice. Jazakallah khairan. Tell me quickly the passive for the past tense arafa. It is what? Urifa. Urifa. Very nice. And then the present tense passive. Or make it marfu, though. Make it marfu. Yu'rafu. Excellent. Excuse me there. Yeah. Yu'rafu, to be recognized. He was recognized. He is recognized. Okay, so that is that. Alhamdulillah. We will finish up. We'll do the last one. أَخَذَ يَأْخُذُ inshallah on Thursday. Okay? فَيُؤْخَذُ. We'll do that on Thursday, inshallah. Don't worry. because I got to explain some interesting things about this one. Jazakumullahu khairan. We will, inshallah, our plan is for this week, finish up this ayah. And this ayah will be our opportunity to study R1 as Hamza, an intro to that. And inshallah, we will study, finish up passive, and then move on to the rest of the marfu'at. And we really want to get to the mansubat, because that's where a lot of the good stuff that we haven't covered before is there. Inshallah, I'll see you all on Thursday. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khairan for coming out and for sticking around till the end. Inshallah, I'll see you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.